Case number 10,658, Oak Orchard, Riverdale, American Legion, Post 28, east of Route 24, 550 feet north of Road 297. A variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Excuse me.
Name and address, sir. Name and address.
Lee Glasgow, 24040 Deep Branch Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Okay, I don't have anything like he had. I think you already have what a copy of what we're looking for. American Legion Post 28. Don't know if any of you have ever been there. Probably most of you know where it is. It's the third largest American Legion in the world with over 6,000 members. We have two halls there. We have what we call the Bingo Hall and the Ballroom. And this is the reason for this application. We have a lack of storage facilities. We rent a room, and if they don't use the tables and chairs, we have to pile them up on the side, and it's just an eyesore, you know. And unfortunately, when the place was built, storage was not figured in. So what we're looking for, this 40 by 60 by 12 foot pole building that will have be attached to the ballroom and also the bingo hall. And I believe the setback is 20 foot, and we're looking for 11 foot, so we can realize this a 40 foot building.
And it's going to come off the opposite side of the one there right now. So it run right into it. It's coming off the side of the one that you have there right now. It'd be right lined with it.
What's that?
The addition that you're asking for is going to be coming off on the side. It'd be joined right with the
it's
one you
in
have
the back,
exactly.
The back of the building. It would come out to, it would be 11 foot from the neighbor's property line.
Okay. Now, have you spoke with the neighbor?
That would be the 60 foot length, okay. 40 foot off the back of the building.
Okay.
Have you spoke to your neighbor?
Pardon?
Have you spoke to the neighbor behind you?
We haven't spoke to him. The closest that would affect the most, really didn't speak to him, but he is a member there. He just put a fence up there. They put a gate there, you know. I haven't spoke to him, no, really.
Why is it you can't make this longer? To build this extension longer and within the setback.
What's that?
Why is it that you can't make this? Why is it you can't make this extension longer and fit within the setback?
Because of our septic system.
Okay.
Which hopefully will disappear here shortly, but it's still there.
And on your drawing, what is existing SWM?
It's what?
I got stormwater management pond.
Okay. So,
you mind if I come up here?
There's a stormwater management pond on one end. Is that correct? Stormwater management pond on one end of the building? Is
yes.
That right?
Actually, it's on it's on the roadside right there.
Okay. And the other two sides are parking?
Parking, yes. Yes, sir.
Was the back used for parking too?
Was the back parking?
Yes.
There's just a section there, and it's basically for deliveries. It's just a small section from the road to actually where this building would come to that.
So you're not losing any parking spaces?
No. Not as far as our patrons go. The parking is up front and on the west side.
Okay.
That's strictly the parking I'm talking about is strictly for, you know, deliveries and things like that, right? Or our own use.
So, without the septic system, you wouldn't need the variance. Is that correct?
Probably not. Actually, I'll back up a little bit on that. The grease
pit.
Yeah, pit. That's actually the first pit, you know, from where this building would be, and that will not go away. So I'm told anyhow.
Great. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I have one. The existing storage shed way over here, that wouldn't suffice for any...
What's that?
This existing storage shed, is that for outside?
There's two temporary buildings.
That you're using.
That will be moved.
Okay, so this new building will take the place of any need for those?
What's that?
The new pole building will take...
Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. This is our pole barn. That's where we have our equipment for lawn work.
Oh, okay.
I was referring to these two buildings here. These two small ones.
They're by the docks.
So they will be removed?
They'll be moved.
Okay.
Once this is put up.
Right now we're using out of there just can't afford them. We just can't do what we need to be doing with what we have.
Any further questions? Mr. Mills?
And the end on the other two sides opposing where the parking lot is, you've also explored building it in the parking lot area?
You're talking about the parking lot area.
Have you looked at or considered building this?
It's impossible, really.
Okay.
It really is, because our air conditioning units are over there.
I got you. Okay.
Which we just installed. And if we did that, it would take away from the look of the building, you know, if we did that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any further questions, Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to take case number 10,658 under advisement.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, a second by Mr. Mills, that we take case number 10,658 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening.
Yeah.
You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.